Hi, how's everybody after the weekend?
Hello, between the weekend and weekday, Victoria, everything looks the same.
I can hear a bird squawking. Whose is that?
Birds? Yeah, it's near my house. Oh. I mean, for so many years, we never heard birds. Now I'm seeing when you're getting up, there are birds chirping. All of a sudden, the birds have gone up rapidly.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think all the pollution has come down.
Yeah.
So because of that, new birds, many birds, crows. Yes, it's nice actually. I mean, this way it's nice because there's no cars and no vehicles. The birds have definitely gone up because in the mornings, I'm getting woken up by crows and sparrows and pigeons.
Or maybe they were always there, you just couldn't hear them because the noise of the pollution.
No. They were never there. They were never there because I'm a very light sleeper. They were never there.
No.
So, no. Because of these no cars and no pollution, I think now the birds are coming back into the city.
Wow.
Yeah. Another change I'm noticing. Definitely the number of birds have gone up in the city.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
That's really nice. Yeah.
And the temperature has gone quite high now. I mean, from Saturday afternoon, the heat has gone up.
Golly, that's going to be hard, isn't it, for people if they can't get...
Yeah, the temperature has increased.
Yeah, stuck inside with no, say, air conditioning or...
No, Victoria, this is actually good for the virus. I mean, good in the sense like the virus cannot spread rapidly. Because even the number of people in the streets in the hot sun has decreased. So, it's so hot. I mean, it's become, I think, 34, 35 degrees now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
But the temperature has gone up rapidly. Last 2-3 days.
Wow. Okay, so does it feel more comfortable than being inside? I guess you've got air conditioning then?
No, we don't have air conditioning, but because I think there are less vehicles and less pollution and less of all that, inside the house it is not very, very hot.
Okay. Oh, that's a relief.
Yeah, that's definitely a relief. Because at this temperature I think we would have felt very hot. But now we're not feeling very hot in the house.
Yeah.
Outside, yes. But when you're going in the house with the fan on, it's not hot.
And the Prime Minister has opened a relief fund, and we have all the account details. So all the general mass has been asked to contribute whatever little or more or whatever amount in that fund. Yeah. So some of the celebrities have donated in crores. Today, there was a news of the army donating a very, very large sum of money in the Prime Minister's relief fund for this purpose. So, quite a lot of help coming from the common men as well. Yeah, about the migrant people, I was reading something very interesting in TV. Somewhere in, I missed that exactly which state, but some migrant workers, since they don't have an additional room in the house for isolating themselves, 7 boys have put up a tree house and they're isolating themselves, living on top of the tree house. So that's really good. Is it in Bengal? Yeah, okay. I missed where exactly,
in Bengal,
but I saw those 7 boys. Yeah, just imagine their thoughts. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have a room in the house to isolate themselves, so they went on top of a tree and set themselves up.
Amazing.
Chandrani, have you had much feedback from the field staff about what's happening in the villages?
The field staff are continuing calling the farmers. They are recording some conversations. So I have told the supervisors, Joe and I made a conference call last 2 days and even before that, and we said that no physical meeting and all that. So over the phone they are talking to the farmers. So most of the all the farmers are safe right now. It has not reached the villages. Therefore yesterday I was speaking to Mr. Thomas, Casey Thomas.
Oh yes.
And he said Kachrakapara has no positive cases. So the villages that are safe, our supervisor and LSPs also tell me the same thing. And so the villages are not affected yet. And people are quite, they are quite safe and They are also taking the government's advice and instructions very seriously and staying indoors. So our farmers are fine. And they understand the situation that physical meeting should not happen now. So all the advice is taken in the phone and that's happening.
Actually, the city people that are more at risk compared to the villages. Actually.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, do you think just generally, are people getting access to enough to eat, you know, and sort of being able to buy food in the villages and keep healthy that way?
Yes, yes, Victoria, that is not a problem in the villages. I mean, that is enough food is more problem in the city.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if a country comes to a standstill, it will be the farmers who will be at least affected in terms of money, but in terms of food, he won't be affected much.
Yeah.
Compared to the city people who will have money, but they won't have access to food.
Today I have heard that whatever chicken is available in the market, that's very high priced. So
yeah, the price of chicken have gone up, yes.
Yeah, actually very, very, very high. So in a way that's good.
So what has happened, Ollie, today is that the chicken is almost finished now. There's no more grown-up chicken available right now because some culled it, somebody ate it, and it's all finished. And by now, they have already come to know that this virus is not because of the chicken.
Yeah.
So when the people want to have chicken, there's no chicken in the market available now.
Yeah.
So that's why prices are going up. And there's less chicken available in the market.
Yeah.
Yeah, and whatever little grown-up chickens are left, the farmers are finding it hard to feed them and sustain them because feed is also not available so easily.
Okay.
So, especially for the broiler chickens, which sell more in the market. So that is why, you know, people are in a hurry to sell on the broiler chickens, whatever little grown-ups are there. And now the people have come to know that general population are realize that the virus is not due to chicken. So whatever little is left, people are buying.
Yeah.
So in our market, it was quite high price today. So
the farmers who have hens keeping their hens for eggs, though? For their own consumption, or?
Oh, yes, that is there. I mean, you're talking about our farmers or in general?
Our farmers, most of them keeping farmers. Our farmers won't
have a problem. Our farmers won't have a problem.
They will sell it a little late.
Little late or slight dip in prices, not in losses.
Yeah. Our kind not of
breed is all right. Our farmers don't believe that the virus is not spread by chickens in the villages where...
Yeah, they're understanding it now, Ollie. They are understanding it now.
Yeah. In this one week, they have understood.
The communities around so that the local market is still there for their produce.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. The government has
the essentials. What is happening right now is that things are changing so fast. I mean, last week people were thinking something else. 2 days later, something else changes. You know, and then people realize, oh, what I was thinking is wrong, and now this is right. So things are like changing extremely fast.
Yeah.
Right.
The local markets are open. Only the online markets are closed.
Right.
Amazon, Big Basket, Grofers, Spencer's, they are closed. They're closed.
Okay.
They're not servicing.
No.
At least in Calcutta, they are not servicing. I'm trying to get a few things, but I'm not able to get. But the local markets are open.
Okay.
The shops are open, the veggies are open, the meat is open.
I'm hearing in other cities it's a problem. Like in Delhi and Bangalore, I was talking to a couple of friends during the weekend. They were saying that they are finding it difficult to get vegetables because the markets or the villages or the farms are quite far from the city compared to Calcutta, where the farms are very close to the city.
Okay.
Yes.
So that is why
that's true.
In Calcutta, it's not such a big problem.
Right.
Okay. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you, Ellie.
And then we'll resume our conversation later in the week. See how you're getting on.
Yeah, let's do one in a couple of days' time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone.
Take care. Bye.
Yeah, bye, everyone. Bye-bye.